producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Thanks again to Mike Adams and to all of y'all for being with us. Those of you who have just joined us, we have launched on this wonderful Groundhog Day into our sixth year since we've gone 6 days a week. There's not a third sixth today, I don't think. So there's no triple six, so we're safe from Beelzebub. We're okay today on that.
You just headed off a big conspiracy theory that was about to take
right.
place.
Right, Iowa, but particularly in Iowa, they would have kicked us off the air. No, and you know what? The thing is, for those of you who think that the Social Security numbers are the number of the beast, which I agree, it's because of there's a section 666 in the federal code of federal regulations. In fact, interestingly enough, look it up. It's true. What are we doing here? Six years. Okay, that means 5 full years. We've been going pretty much 6 days a week with relatively few numbers of days off in that time span. It's crazy, I know. I'm just thinking because. Let's see, 2011, I was weekly since 1999, syndicated in 2002. I don't know, how many years has it taken us, let's say, from 99 to 2011? I'm just trying to think about this. That's 12 years, approximately, of once a week. And then how many years at 6 days a week did it take me to do all the shows it took me to do the previous 12 years? Does that make any sense? Just curious. My math is not that good.
My brain hurts already.
I'm sorry, dude. You know what? All I want is 15 seconds of audio from Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, and when you have that, you tell me.
Bill boarded a train heading east at 66 miles per hour.
Yeah. It's because my son's in 10th grade, and he's going through geometry and chemistry and all of those questions that come up. So, anyway, so glad that you're here with us in Super D. Can't say thank you enough for taking it up that emerald notch or notches over the years.
And, the emerald notch?
The emerald or emerald? I don't know. What's that guy? Emerald Lagasse? Is he like from the Emerald City? Is that it? Or Emerald City? I don't know.
Oh, that's the chef guy.
Yeah, because you're Cajun country. He does Cajun, doesn't he?
I don't know. I do Cajun, though. Man.
I bet you can do a Cajun groundhog.
You know what? You know, here's the funny thing. They eat a lot of weird stuff out here when it comes to, you know, to the animals and, you know, squirrels and, you know, all this kind of stuff. They just, you know, they throw in a pot with some seasoning and you wouldn't know the difference. But groundhog, that's one I haven't seen.
Groundhog Day, yeah. Bizarre Foods with Super Don on Groundhog Day. What are we eating? Punxsutawney Phil. Oh, no, don't say it isn't so. This is an interesting story. We got to acknowledge Groundhog Day. Of course, it's kind of silly if you think about it. Punxsutawney doesn't see a shadow. Suddenly, you know, you've got early spring, right? What about if there's a groundhog like 6 blocks away that did see a shadow? Like, how are they going to differentiate? Spring's not coming to you 6 blocks away? It doesn't make sense. So there's a bigger story behind Groundhog Day, apparently, and this story we have linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com is kind of curious. You know, it goes beyond Bill Murray's Groundhog Day, of course. They say it goes back to medieval Europe, and basically this February 2nd is typically about halfway through winter. Marks the midpoint between winter solstice and the spring equinox. And, of course, most rituals that we have are rooted in some kind of pagan historical ritual, including the Christmas tree. Just so you know, these are pagan rituals. I'm not passing judgment on them. I'm just saying that's what they are. And this is an interesting thing. They call it Candlemas. In Christmas, in a Christian holiday way, Candlemas. I hadn't really heard about that, but they said that's when Mary presented the Christ child and had her ritual purification, Candlemas. Did you know about this, Superdome? Candlemas, yeah.
Candlemas.
Mary Candlemas, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a new one to me.
Yeah. So basically, it somehow transformed in the United States to Groundhog Day in the 1800s as German settlers in Pennsylvania set it up. And they used badgers back then as weather prognosticators in the old country, but groundhogs were much more plentiful, so they switched it from badgers to groundhogs. Now, the problem for the woodchuck, which is also a groundhog, they're known as woodchucks, marmots, and whistle pigs, is that they actually tasted pretty good, according to the
whistle
history
pigs?
Books. Whistle pigs, they were called, yeah. Interesting, huh?
Wow,
this is a cool history
lesson.
We're
learning a lot today, boys and girls.
Yeah, so dinner guests were reportedly pleased at how tender the marmot meat was when properly prepared, tasting like a cross between pork and chicken, according to this report.
That's but so, everything tastes like chicken, so, you know.
Well, I mean, it's like the turkeys dread Thanksgiving Day. The groundhogs no longer, I guess, dread Groundhog Day because people forgot that they used to eat them on Groundhog Day.
Hmm.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I just didn't know that. We used to have General Lee. General Lee probably now is considered a racist groundhog outside of Stone Mountain in the Yellow River Game Ranch. They called him General Lee.
Right, that's right, General Lee. It is definitely racist. You can't say that.
Okay. But I'm just saying that if General Lee doesn't see a shadow, does it you know, alter the history of the United States, right? Where there's a big struggle between, you know, those that want to erase all aspects of, for instance, the Confederacy, the Confederate flag. But I recognize, too, and I've got myself in a historical mode, Super Don. I hope I'm not boring anybody. But the whole idea of the Confederate flag being racist is rooted in the fact that it was brought back out mid-20th century as a kind of a pushback against the Civil Rights era. So there is legitimacy to say that that's a racist flag, although predating that, remember the Civil War was not really fought over slavery. But that's another story altogether. Now we get to vote for a bunch of yahoos that have no earthly idea what the Constitution even is. And that's another story, as we probably should dive into the Iowa caucus results, as much as I don't really want to. But maybe we can give our own slant or perspective on it. I like talking about Grease the Musical live much more than I like talking about Hillary Clinton, I'll be honest with you.
Well, yeah, okay. And, you know, actually, I'm sorry, I got distracted there because
sure.
You were talking about the Confederate flag situation. That's actually something that is a big issue here down in Louisiana. Because, down in the South now.
The Deep South, that's right.
That's right. And in New Orleans, they've caused a big ruckus down there because they want to remove Andrew Jackson's statue.
Yeah, see that?
From New Orleans. And they're going to rename, there's a big area down there in New Orleans called Jackson Square.
Mm-hmm.
That they're going to rename because apparently it's a racist thing now to name something after Andrew Jackson.
Listen, when they start coming after Thomas Jefferson, it's all bets are off. It's all over. Because Thomas Jefferson supposedly owned slaves, right? Again, this is the consciousness of the time. And I think these reminders are important. I mean, I think it's very important to learn about the history of these folks. If it isn't to honor them, at the very least it's to learn what was going on back then. You know, all or else we are what doomed to repeat those historical lessons that were not learned. And I think those that want to turn a blind eye to that history, it's one thing if you want to put up a separate memorial or maybe put up some historical facts related to what was wrong from our consciousness today about it. But I think to wipe this history out is not a good idea. Not a good idea. But again, the sensitivity, the hypersensitivity that exists right now is such that, nobody's feelings can be hurt. Nobody can, the college students coming through today need their safe speech zones, no speech zones. Nobody should be bruised by a word.
Safe spaces, exactly.
Yeah, I get your safe space here, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Right? RobertScottBell.com. All the links are up, and including upcoming events this week. The Right to Try Conference. If you heard my interview with Danny Lynch yesterday, that's going to be great. The Vicasa Expo in Orlando on International Drive. This weekend, Paul Bertero, my buddy, is going to be there lecturing on Saturday. I'm going to be there Sunday broadcasting live, if all goes well, and lecturing. I will be there coming back from snowy Colorado on the day before. So it's going to be an interesting travel week already this week, Super D.
And it's going to be a little cooler, I think, in Colorado than what it is right now.
I agree. Right? Now, the caucus results in Iowa. Cruz won. Trump came in second. Rubio third. Carson, who hightailed it out of there, changed his clothes in Florida, got fourth. Rand Paul, fifth. He's going to keep going as far as I can tell. Trump will bounce back in New Hampshire. And we'll see where it goes. But, you know, the thinking that I have is along the lines of the 10th Amendment Center and Michael Bolden. You know, if this is all you're doing is participating in these caucuses and you know, voting for president, there's so much more to the reestablishment of liberty here. And there's a 15-second message I want to play from Michael Bolden and the 10th Amendment Center that maybe puts things in perspective for us. I want to hear that for the first time for y'all out there, for me again. I love Michael Bolden and the 10th Amendment Center.
If supporting a presidential candidate is all you're doing for liberty, you've already lost. We the people need to learn how to exercise our rights no matter who's in the White House and whether the government wants us to or not.
Boom. You want to talk about right to the heart of it? I love it. Michael Bolden nailed it. Go check that out, man. We got a link to get, spread that link out far and wide so you can see that. We have to be willing to exercise liberty no matter who's in the White House, especially when you've got tyrannical Democrats or Republicans. It doesn't matter. We've got to express and, what we call it, exercise liberty. And that's something that, just like any muscle, Mike Adams talked about it last hour, you don't exercise your immune system, your muscles, you know, you fatigue out and you can't defend yourself. What do we got? Hillary Clinton winning on 6 coin tosses.
Yes.
Beat Sanders by a hair because she won 6 coin tosses. What are the odds, right? Never tell me the odds. I'm Hillary Clinton. If you don't come up heads like I wanted to, I'll send Bill to get you.
You know how statistically difficult that is to win 6 coin tosses?
It's amazing. It really is. It's like, how does that happen? That's why I'm suspicious.
Did she happen to stop at Vegas on the way back? I wonder.
No. You know what it is, Super Don? Do you know?
But what is it?
She's a witch.
Oh.
She's a witch. Oh, no. Put her in water. See if she floats. She's a witch. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to get in trouble with somebody for that. All right. Obesity in America. We're going to track it. And where you are, Super D, it's pretty obese. The history is not good. And where the future is going, not so good. But maybe the spices would be okay, but not the other stuff. We'll find out after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Is that the Wizard of Oz or the Wizard of Obesity? We got to hit the obesity topic now. Actually, first, before I do this topic, Super Don, I know Mike and you were talking about some changes at Talk Network as well. And I want to say if some of our listeners are great, they got some great insights. Maybe they could they submit podcasts to be posted through the new Talk Network?
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, I know a guy over there that that I've got a kind of the inside track.
You got a connection, don't you?
I've got a connection over there. And so why not? I mean, if anybody who's listening thinks that they've got, you know, something that they'd like to submit, if you guys, if you'd like to try out, you know, doing a podcast, if you want to talk about things especially, you know, in the area of natural healing or permaculture.
Yeah,
you
know, home cooking, whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Reach out. In fact, you can contact me directly if you want to.
Do you have, a special contact way or what?
Actually, I can just, let me give you the email address you can send this to. You can just send it to, it's really hard to remember here. You ready?
Yes,
it's
yes.
Dawn.
D-O-N.
At talknetwork.com.
Okay, so another email for Super D, Dawn at TalkNetwork.com. If you have something to say, you might want to use the platform of Talk Network. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, syndicated here, the Robert Scott Bell Show through GCN, of course, our home, and then many other places around the world, including our friends across the pond and UKHealthRadio.com. Appreciate you. Obesity America, I mean, they're laughing at us in England. It's like, you jolly old Americans, right? Or jolly fat Americans. I don't know. What would the word be? We're all, you know, tubby like Santa Claus. Now, not everybody, of course, but there's a interesting thing here, factcoexist.com. It's an animated map showing how obese America has grown in the last 25 years. And, you know, it shades it over time to show you the increased rate. And, you know, it looks like, Super D, you're in one of the worst states for that, but Mississippi, typically the worst. Louisiana's included in that, and Arkansas tops the list for some reason. Now, as I speculate, I don't have definitive knowledge of this, but I'm thinking, you know, if you're in a poorer region, you're tending to buy cheaper foods. Cheaper foods tend to be what? Heavily subsidized by the government and highly processed. Ironically, as we know, organic food in the grocery store tends to be more expensive, although I say that, have you priced cancer lately in relative terms, in real terms? The cost of food, it should be number one on your list in terms of the value you place on food versus other things. When people say, oh, no, it's too expensive to eat healthy. No, it's too expensive not to eat healthy. But in these areas, maybe the message hasn't gotten through. Now, you've been in Louisiana for a while, and but you're eating well. It seems like your belly is happy and not bigger.
I have not detected any weight gain. If there has been, it's minor. You know, I mean, listen, they know how to eat down here. I mean, they or, well, of course, they know how to cook, and that's why they know how to eat. But, you know, I mean, there are some other theories out there, such as perhaps it might have something to do with income.
Well, we say that in terms of the poorer parts of the country tend to eat the worst, but I would think that if they were growing their own food or even hunting for their own food, they would be eating better quality overall.
And I'll tell you, there's a lot of that down here. There's a lot of hunting down here, which is something it's something else that I have not participated in. It's never been something. I'm a city guy. What do you?
Yeah.
What do you hunt in the city? You know,
right?
Chicks. I mean,
chicks, squirrels, rats, I don't know what, pigeons. Well, listen, it doesn't differentiate obesity and, for instance, chromium deficiencies, like we talk about diabetes. It doesn't indicate that. It's just talking about obesity. It says Arkansas is 30.9% of the people are overweight, whereas Colorado was about the lowest, but it's still 21.3%, which is amazing. You think about that. One out of every five people overweight at this point, and three out of every ten. In other states like Arkansas. So, you know, what's the solution here? Is it about exercise? Maybe Colorado is lower on the list because it tends to be an active state, an outdoor state, a lot of activity. You know, it could be that. But, you know, I come back to food quality. Come back, look at Mississippi. Why are they on the list? Well, could it have anything to do with that being number one in vaccine compliance rates in childhood, near 100%? How does that impact metabolism? Heavy metals in the body. How does that impact fat metabolism and detox pathways? I mean, these are the questions I have. We can speculate on some of the answers. If you have them, give us a comment. You can go to robertscottbell.com, drop your note there. You can call us 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or now send Don a message if you want to podcast yourself to the World Through Talk Network, don@talknetwork.com. That's a great invitation, first of its kind that I know of, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super D's with me this hour. Launching our 6 years since we went 6 days a week and still going strong, my friends, thanks to you. Say thanks to our sponsors while you're at it.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing. And I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
There you go. Request a question or comment, and sometimes the listeners oblige. It's that time.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
I like the modification of the question of the day theme music. It's just kind of 70s carefree polyester disco. I don't know.
Newlywed game.
I know. It is. It's that kind of feeling. It's like, I feel like, was it Bob Eubanks is going to show up when we do that theme now? Anyway, this is actually a comment of the day. This is from John. He says he was listening to our January 31st edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. When you guys were musing about shrunken heads, I immediately thought about this toy I had as a kid. And as I click on this link he sends us, feeling retro, I guess it's probably in poor taste because of all the issue with microcephaly, and we're not meaning to upset anybody, but we were wondering about this.
Remembered there was a toy. I couldn't remember exactly what it was.
Yeah, you mentioned that. I couldn't remember either, but I knew there were like these shrunken head things that you can hang in your whatever. But this is a shrunken head apple sculpture by Milton Bradley. There was actually a game like this, evidently, and he remembers that. And it's got a picture of Vincent Price on it. It's really eerie and scary. You know, Vincent Price was the guy in the 20th century for scary stuff.
So, apparently you can take this apple and you can cut this apple or do something with it, and it creates a shrunken head.
Yeah, well,
you know, just in case you wanted a shrunken head, there you go. Right.
Right. Well, I thought we got over that in the 70s, but apparently not. It's back. There's retro, interest in retro things like that. Speaking of shrunken heads in the real context of the 21st century, what they're trying to blame on the Zika virus, which is, we've been saying from the beginning, it's an absolute scam. You can keep up to date with John Rappaport. We are publishing his Rappaport reports here at robertscottbell.com. The latest article, not by John, I'll tell you about that in just a moment, but they've gone and done it, right? It wasn't enough to claim that HIV was a sexually transmitted a virus that they haven't been able to detect, actually. But now they're saying the first sexually transmitted case of Zika virus is confirmed in the U.S. Somebody with Zika in Texas became infected after having sexual contact with another sufferer. Again, this is the virus that caused basically no suffering since 1947. And now suddenly in Texas, somebody was suffering with it, and they had sex with somebody else, and now they're suffering with it too. How? Did it shrink their heads? What's going on here? So they're saying that somebody fell ill after visiting a country where Zika is rife. I'm telling you, they're just making this stuff up as fast as they can. Desperate to include everybody in the fear campaign. Six people in Harris County close to Houston, they say, have contracted the disease. It's not even a disease. It's not even a disease. People who are healthy may have had this thing since 1947, and it does nothing. Nothing. But Zachary Thomas, the director of Dallas County Health and Human Services, says, now that we know that Zika virus can be transmitted through sex, suddenly they came up with this. It's like it's a bad Saturday Night Live skit. I mean, what do they do? I mean, did they have cameras in the bedroom? And now, well, let's go to the bedroom here in Houston. Somebody with Zika virus is having...
It would be interesting to get the details on how they determined that it was spread that way. So the guy... Is the person pregnant?
No, there's no mention of pregnancy.
So there's no pregnancy.
Nothing at all. Yeah.
So they just happened to... somehow I'm get tested and they had Zika. They're probably going to be just fine. They'll probably have no symptoms. There's not really a story here.
No, I mean, the only story is the hoax continues to expand. And the latest article from John Rappaport, Zika Hoax, Five Things That Will Happen Next, is fascinating reading, and he's right. You know, and we've got five or six articles in the last few days over this thing. Number one on the list, Five Things That Will Happen Next. Health agencies and reporters will mention cases of microcephaly in other countries, and they will automatically connect them to the Zika virus, or they will suggest there could be a connection. This is the fear propaganda. This is baseless. They'll just say it. Just like this guy said, it's now sexually transmitted. Right? Same thing. They're just saying it, and the media is reporting it, so it must be true. Remember, go ahead.
Do you think that they will go as far as saying that it's now airborne?
Oh, yeah, inevitable. It's inevitable. Yeah, and this is going to what? The people who are idiots enough to do this will demand you've got to come fog and spray everywhere. They'll have record sales of mosquito repellent again. More neurotoxic poisons to be put on little children to protect them, much less pregnant women, who then will have more children with microcephaly, which will be a self-fulfilling prophecy. Remember, microcephaly can be caused by any insult to the brain during fetal development, and that includes vaccination. That includes genetically engineered foods, you name it. Number two on the list of things that John is predicting, there will be more stories about the rush to develop a vaccine against Zika, the virus that has not proved to cause anything serious. Number three on the list, some independent researchers will continue to insist that Zika is actually a weaponized biowar virus. right? Now, God bless Alex Jones. I love him. He does a lot of good work to get out there. But he has sources within sources that say, you know, everything's been weaponized. Viruses have been weaponized. And we've been calling BS on this for a long time because these doctors don't even know what a virus is, much less how to weaponize it. And the fact of the matter is, all you have to do is suggest that it's weaponized or suggest that it does something, just like in HIV. The mere statement that it is and the razzle-dazzle of the white lab-coated PhDs saying that it is was enough to create a scenario where people, whole swaths of people who had immune deficiency would demand to be poisoned with toxic drugs, so toxic that they were banned for cancer patients. We've been through this, haven't we? AZT. And then they simply reduce the dosages, and they say, look, it's not the same, people are living longer. They've simply reduced toxicity on these toxic drugs. And so all they have to do is say it. And that's where John comes in. And I saw the interview that Alex did with John, and he acknowledged, you know, John, you seem to be right every time. So I was happy to see that Alex had brought John on to talk about this, because it balances out the weaponized claims, unsubstantiated by people in the know on the inside. We've discussed this. That's why I don't tend to go there, because it can't be validated. It sounds scary and it sounds real interesting, but that's not where we go here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Number four on the list, the truth here is there's absence of evidence. On the one hand, you have the CDC and the World Health Organization grudgingly admitting that it would be useful to assemble some more hard evidence connecting Zika to microcephaly, but they will press forward with dire emergency warnings to pregnant mothers, travel advisories, we need a vaccine, and then they'll forget about the need that they acknowledge for more evidence. Yeah, we know we need more evidence, but pay no attention to that. We need more vaccines. Five on the list of predictions, investigators and researchers will ignore the fact that there is a very real health crisis in Brazil, and it's existed for a long aspirin time. You know what I'm saying? The rampant use of toxic pesticides, grinding poverty, contaminated water, lack of basic sanitation, overcrowding, the takeover of farmland by major corporations, toxic vaccine campaigns, all of these things are enough to create microcephaly and a whole list of birth defects not on the list right now. Suffering death in Brazil. We didn't even mention genetically engineered mosquitoes based on no health or safety studies. This is the kind of thing that we do here, John Rappaport does, and it's different because it's easy and exciting to sensationalize and say the one world odor eaters that want to put us under one world order, that want to reduce population, which we agree there are those, there's no disagreement there, but the idea that they have so mastered the art of viral warfare that they've actually done these things that are claimed to be done by insiders, that's where we don't go, because there's no evidence to support that reality existing. Except through vaccines, for instance. Go ahead.
Logic, you know, you got to inject some logic mm-hmm. into these situations, because it's so easy to get caught up in these conspiracy circles.
Sure, yeah.
Where everything that happens is a false flag, mm-hmm. and everything that happens is a conspiracy. Now, you know, it does happen.
But what,
we acknowledge it does happen.
Yes.
But you've got to, you know, bring yourself to the middle, get grounded a little bit, and realize that, you know, sometimes things happen for other mm-hmm. reasons. And you can't give these guys that much credit.
Exactly.
Not that smart.
Exactly.
They're not that smart. And you can't exactly. have that many people in mm-hmm. on the situation. It's literally impossible.
Precisely. But you can fool a lot of people. And that's the whole thing with the vaccines here. The vaccines do create the scenario where immune deficiency is real, where these alterations of genetic integrity through pregnancy, that is real. Whether you want to call it conspiratorial or not, it's a conspiracy of ignorance for the most part, arrogance on the part of the doctors. But, you've got the Zika virus, a convenient cover story for everything else we've already mentioned. By the way, they're saying the flu season is in full swing. CDC is back going, hey, wait, what about the flu? They said H1N1 is back this year. You can still get your flu shot, right? As if you have a mercury deficiency disease for which you need extra mercury, so go get your flu shot. Especially if you're a fan of the Denver Broncos or the Carolina Panthers. Why do I say that? According to this study, they say that if your team is in the Super Bowl, your flu risk or your risk for flu may be higher than just any other Super Bowl fan. And they base this on studies that found more influenza outbreaks or influenza-like illness outbreaks in cities where the fans were prevalent for each Super Bowl year team. Why? It's very easy to explain that, too. Proximity, close quarters, party on, Wayne and Garth, lots of alcohol, lots of chips and dip, lots of GMO corn, lots of junk food, overindulgence, and you've got a recipe for so-called influenza outbreaks among those who are partying the hardest during the Super Bowl. See, it's not a conspiracy. It's pretty easy to explain that one too, Super.
So it actually has nothing to do with the Super Bowl per se. It is just in large groups of people that are congregating in the same place for whatever the reason is.
Yeah, that could be a moment of duh, but we held off on that.
The nationwide Dungeons & Dragons convention could spread the flu as well.
Yeah, I probably lost listeners on that segment just because we called out certain things that we know not to be true. But it would be easy for us to just scream and yell about these things and probably gain a lot of listeners, but that's just not how we play it.
Back to the lies.
Yeah. Well, it's our sixth year. We're not going to change in that way. We're going to keep delivering the messages and empower you with real information here. Listen, you want a Kit Kat bars for life? We've got a secret for you after the break. We'll tell you.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Upcoming events this week, the Right to Try Conference in Kuchara, Colorado, thekucharain.com. We had Danny Lynn on yesterday. She said you can go for free anywhere near that, southern Colorado. Come on. We're going to be there February 5th, 6th, and 7th, then back in Orlando for the 7th for the Vicasa Integrative Health Expo, IAOMT Spring Conference in Orlando as well, and then the California Jam. Come on. I know we got loads of listeners in Southern California. I expect to see you at the Cal Jam. Yes, the Cal Jam. Come on, we're going to talk to Billy D this week. You do not have to be a doctor to attend. There are going to be loads of DCs, NDs, DOs. Everybody's going to be there. California Jam 2016, March 18th through the 20th. That is coming up. So let's see. What else we got? Chocolate. Super Don, do you like chocolate?
I love chocolate.
You're a chocolate fan. My wife absolutely loves chocolate. I like chocolate, but I like a lot of things. You know, it's just like I don't obsess over stuff. Not that it's anything wrong with that, because chocolate is pretty amazing. But I like obviously the organic chocolates that are out there. But there's a story out of England here, rather interesting. Our friends at the UK Health Radio, maybe you know this woman, Saima Ahmad. She's 20 years old, and she's demanding that Nestle Corporation provide her with a lifetime supply of Kit Kats for her monetary and emotional loss after she purchased the package of Kit Kat bars from a local supermarket and it didn't have a wafer in it. There were no wafers in her Kit Kat bar.
What?
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Now, wait a minute. Wait. Have you ever, I mean, you know what Kit Kats look like.
Heck yeah. I mean, I know this. I even know the song. I'm a product of the song. Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. Come on. That's I'm a product of advertising.
Very nice.
Okay?
Very nice.
But
so here's the
you
deal.
Can't break it if there's no wafer.
I know, but listen, if you pick up the package, okay, and it has nothing in it, don't you think you'd be able to tell?
No.
I mean, it was just...
How would you tell? I mean, unless it's melted, but... If it's just going to be a chocolate bar, unless you break it, you're not going to know or bite into it.
Oh, so are you saying that it was chocolate, but it had no wafers inside of it?
Exactly right.
It was just chocolate and it had no wafers.
No wafers.
Just suffering emotional loss.
Yes,
okay,
exactly.
First off, the monetary loss, we're talking like $2 or $3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The emotional loss, it
right.
still had chocolate in it. How come on, are you really, you're going to suffer emotionally from the lack of wafer?
Yeah, but you're right. If it was indeed, there were no Kit Kat bars in there at all.
See, now it makes sense.
But it's on
just chocolate. It's still the chocolate's the best part.
Yeah, but there was no crunchy wafer.
A lifetime of Kit Kats is something you're owed because it didn't have wafers inside the chocolate.
Yeah, but she says that there is a historical reference within the laws in England for this suit. Now I don't know what it is. They didn't link to it, but she's suing to get a lifetime supply of Kit Kat bars.
Yeah, well, guess what? There's a whole buttload of stupid people in history, too. That doesn't... I guess that explains, you know, how you think that you could demand a lifetime supply of Kit Kat bars because your Kit Kat didn't have a wafer in it.
Case law from the 1930s.
Hey, give me a break.
Give me a break, right? Give me a break. Yeah, I wonder what Winston Churchill would have said about that case law from the 1930s. I mean, what was the suit? I mean, you buy some fish and chips, and it wasn't crispy enough? I don't know.
Well, you know, it was just all batter. It didn't have any fish in it, right?
Right, it was all batter. Yeah, batter up. Let's use a fish stick and compare it to a Kit Kat bar. Let's see who can hit a home run. This is a crazy story. I still like the organic chocolates that are out there. A mint chocolate combination is my favorite. You did a story, didn't you, when you were in Ashland, Oregon, about chocolate, organic chocolate?
Well, actually, no. I was going to go visit. There's a place out there, the Dagobah.
Dagobah.
Every time I say that, I think of Star Wars.
Of course, planet Dagobah, right? Yeah. The Dagobah system. Yeah.
Yeah, they've got a factory out there, but it turns out that Dagobah is owned by Hershey.
Hershey. Really?
Hershey bought out Dagobah Organic Chocolate, yeah.
Well, it is the time of consolidation. We talked about all of the little organic, artisanal kind of things, a lot of them selling out to the big corporations.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big problem.
Yeah, it's hard. That's why you got to go to your local farmer's markets, get your stuff there, because you know it's coming from the local farm.
Right. Or make your own. You know what? Simon, make your own Kit Kat bar. Get a wafer, get some chocolate, melt it, cook it, cool it down, eat it yourself. Come on, quit your crying. Quit your crying, lady. All right, that's it for today. We've got a little bit outside the box with Ty Bollinger tomorrow and other healing surprises. Right to Try Conference coming up in Colorado. I hope to see you there. RobertScottBell.com, because the power to heal and eat chocolate is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been
doctored
to illness in over a decade?
Chocolate story through 5 minutes.
Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body?
All right, Patrick, thanks for holding the fort for us.
This is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several
books... All right, Don, anything else we need to go over?
...for natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health.
All right, man, thanks. That was great.
It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details of the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.